Yeah, forget buyers beware. Caveat eBay sellers. eBay's new CEO-elect, John Donahoe, said the company is going to change its fee and its feedback structure, effective February 20th. You know, eBay sellers, some of them are threatening to pull their listings in protest, calling for a week-long strike starting February 18th, 2 days before the changes take effect. So what's got them so hot and bothered? Here to explain to us why eBay sellers are so irate is Ina Steiner. She's the editor of AuctionBytes.com, an independent trade publication for the online auction industry. Ina, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
So feedback apparently is the big issue here. Can you explain the new rules and why they would impact a seller's bottom line, especially the feedback issue?
Sure. When you transact business on eBay, you're dealing with an unknown quantity. So eBay set up a system so you can leave your trading partner a positive, a negative, or a neutral, and it kind of gives both parties leverage. And what eBay is doing is they're going to take away the seller's ability to leave a negative or a neutral for a buyer. And sellers are feeling like they sell on eBay. This is their business. And they know there's a lot of great buyers on the site, but there are always people who are going to take advantage. And they're afraid of extortion. So the buyer gets their item, and they call the seller, they email the seller, and they say, it's not exactly how you described it. I want a refund. I want partial or full refund. And the seller always had that leverage of leaving a negative feedback.
And letting people know, like, hey, this person is constantly dissatisfied, or just kind of giving other sellers a heads up, hey, I've had this problem with this person, you might too?
Yeah, so I think that sellers are fearful that this is going to increase the cost of doing business, that they're going to have to comply with unreasonable demands from buyers. Now, eBay says they're going to put in processes in place to report buyers. But, you know, they're really notoriously hands-off. Their customer service is known as being lacking, to say the least. Mm. So people are skeptical that they're really going to be able to pull this off.
One of the great things on your site, AuctionBytes.com, is you actually opened up a phone line for people to call in and express themselves, and they sure did. Let's take a listen.
The fact that I can't leave a negative feedback for somebody that stiffs me, such as a deadbeat bidder, that's got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. I don't understand the reasoning behind it, and I'm totally disgusted with the whole process.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm just ready to just give up. I'm going to sell my inventory down, and I'm just out of there.
I think eBay has seen their heyday.
So what is the reasoning behind it? Why would that be a good business move for eBay?
Well, eBay says they're making a whole host of changes to improve the buying experience. They realize that buyers are scared off of the site. And, you know, we would like to see, from what I'm hearing from sellers, they're saying, what is eBay doing to improve the buyer experience with regard to, say, fraud? You mentioned fraud in your previous segment. And so eBay has done a few things to try to reduce fraud. But, again, a lot of the burden is placed on the seller. They have, you know, a reduced ability to sell designer goods on the site. Seller limits are imposed, cross-border trading restrictions. So whenever eBay makes changes, sellers feel like, hey, you know what, I'm the one that's taking on the burden. eBay as a whole, they are so huge, and there are so many sellers that they're not taking the risk here.
Let's talk about the fee structure changes a little bit. At first blush, it seems like, wow, eBay's lowering certain fees in the front end, but I understand on the back end you might get bitten if you're a seller.
Well, they lowered the cost of listing items on eBay, not by a huge amount, and they significantly increased the cost when an item does sell. And I think that it really is counterintuitive. If you want to get more buyers on the site, Why squeeze the seller? They already have in most categories, they have very tight profit margins. So in fact, what eBay has done is made it over the years, as they make it more expensive to sell on the site, sellers try to compensate by increasing the shipping and handling costs. And now eBay is trying to use the carrot and stick approach to get those shipping and handling costs down, because other sites offer free shipping and handling. So they're really in a dilemma here. How, you know, So I think the fact that they increase the final value fees is really turning off a lot of sellers.
So how does this, what's the effect on the buyer? It almost sounds like they're turning into a little more of a customer is always right, the buyer is always right kind of policy. But I'm wondering if all the changes will trickle down to me at some point.
Well, that's the big question. eBay says that buyers, if they get a negative from a seller, it really turns them off and they won't come back to the site. And a lot of people feel, you know, that's a valid point. But what are you going to do in those cases when I am confronted with extortion from an abusive buyer? So the intention is right. The intention is good. eBay is trying to do something, but I think that sellers are feeling, you know what, we're the ones that are really taking on all the burden here.
Before I let you go, I know eBay has made changes in the past. They usually stick, or if there is sort of a revolt among the sellers, have they ever changed their policies back to the way they were before?
eBay's been flexible. We have a new CEO, John Donahoe. We don't know what his take is going to be, how flexible he's going to be.
Ina Steiner is the editor of auctionbytes.com. Thanks for sharing your reporting, Ina.
Sure, thanks.